Hey everyone, happy Friday. It's Cliffo and Gabby. Thank you for downloading the catch up. I got a weekend with the family at the Gold Coast.
Aww.
This weekend, Gabs.
That'd be nice.
Don't act surprised you knew I was going.
Yeah, what? You're going?
Oh my God, what a shock.
What is happening?
So we're taking the kids to Movie World and my wife has bought a bottomless soft drink voucher.
Terrible idea.
I'm just going to, I don't think I'm going to eat food all day. I think I'm just going to drink Coke.
You're going to be on the toilet. Do not go on a roller coaster before going to the toilet.
Well,
just
I'm
warning
vomit
you.
Coke on the car.
I was thinking
me.
The other way down.
Oh, really?
You might wet yourself.
Look, it's not going to be good for anyone, is it? Enjoy the catch up, everyone. Thank you for downloading. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Yeah. The real Full Monty happening on Channel 7 at the moment. The big finale is this weekend where the girls do the real Full Monty. The boys have already done it, though, and we are joined by one of the guys that got his kid off, Shannon Ponton. How are you?
This is just the dessert this week. The main course was, of course, last Sunday night.
Yeah, no way.
It's just the girls this time.
We watched you for years on The Biggest Loser. You've obviously, you built your own fitness empire since then. But you're not much of a bad rig yourself, Shannon, I will say.
But there's always those people that want to take that little bit of wry pleasure in belittling the personal trainer going, look, he's got a bit of fat on his guts. I knew he wasn't all that. No. They're just waiting to see, mate. I know it.
No, I don't think there's going to be any of that coming your way, because it was quite the episode. I did want to ask you about it, though, because there was a bit of manscaping happening, all the boys getting fake tans, getting a bit of waxing, and you literally said, I don't need to, I've had laser.
Yeah, I'm lasered up, and I shaved my legs, so there wasn't too much to do as far as the waxing goes.
Why?
Because then it's gone. Like, as an instructor and stuff, particularly when you're doing photo shoots and all those bits and pieces, It's just too hard to shave every single day. You get the laser down, it's done for good.
Yeah. Mate, I reckon you're a game man, letting anyone near your bits with a laser. I mean, good on you.
Oh, no, down there's not laser, just the stomach and chest.
I see. Right. Okay.
Downstairs is still all right.
Okay. I was imagining the whole lot gone.
This is a lot for just before 7:30 in the morning, isn't it?
I was brave enough going on the Moz. You're not letting someone with a laser downstairs.
No. Mate, tell us about the experience, because this whole Monty thing, this has been fantastic because, of course, it all raises money and awareness for cancers that kill Australians.
Yeah.
So this must have been a really great thing. Like, you must have been hit right in the feels to be part of this project.
Yeah, it really was. And, I mean, the cause far outweighed the temporary embarrassment of getting up and, getting your gear off in front of a nation. And there was 2,000 people live in the audience, which was probably actually more threatening at the time. But for me, just promoting and people understanding that if we're brave enough to do this, just be brave enough to get a health check.
Totally.
And we went out to the communities and actually had guys there and said to them, listen, that's no longer a finger anymore. You just get a blood test. It's that simple. And the guys had the throwaway line, oh, that's great, I'll get one done. And we said, you beauty, you've got a doctor in the bus. Let's go.
Oh, I love it. Look, it's such a good project. The all-new Monty, guys and gals. It ends Sunday at 7 on Channel 7.
See Paddy Newton with the boobies out.
See Paddy Newton with it. It's all there. Don't miss it. Shannon Ponton, we love you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Turns out there are a lot of people out there who find cartoon characters a little bit hot. I found this site. It's called Dating Roo. I believe it's like a dating website, but it also has tracked how many people are searching for sexy cartoon characters. And every
this
country.
This is a very bad indictment on us as a country.
Well,
what are you doing?
It's around
Australia?
The world because everywhere around the world has a different favourite. For example, Jessica Rabbit is very popular in Canada, Zelda is popular in the US. Here in Australia, it is Lola Bunny as well as Jessica Rabbit. But Marge Simpson's also in the top 10, as is Tinkerbell, and Shrek is up there too. And I'm not going to judge because, I've looked at Prince Eric and thought,
Prince Eric
there
for you.
So I want to know on 13 10 60 this morning, which animated character, what cartoon character do you think's hot? It's
getting hot right. So I want to bring in producer Carly.
Yes.
Because I feel Carly has a good one that a lot of people
would relate to.
Because who did you say?
I said Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
From The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
That's a weird old one.
It's what I grew up having a crush on. Righto. Don't judge.
Righto. Producer Carly.
Yeah, this one's a little bit new age. And I only actually came across it because of Foxtel earlier this year when we were all at home. They gave us extra channels, which is when I discovered Bluey, that Australian, you know,
yeah,
Bluey
cartoon
with the cattle dogs.
Yeah.
Bluey's dad.
Okay. You don't have kids.
What are you watching?
Yeah, so Bluey's
why
dad
was
for?
I watching that? Yeah, the channel's been taken off us now, so I'm pretty devo.
Yeah, this is
Mom.
Oh, wow.
Mom. Yeah.
Dad.
Does it? Hey, daddy.
Sexy daddy.
Oh, Gabby, don't say daddy. Don't.
Can't if it's Bluey's dad.
Anyway, he's very funny. He's great with the kids. Has a great set of shoulders on him. I just think he's hot.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I'm going to vote for Lara Croft. She's a video game character.
She's also Angelina Jolie, so.
I stand by my,
13, 10, 60.
My nomination.
What cartoon character do you think is hot?
We'll go to the phones. Paul is here. Paul, which cartoon character's hot, you weirdo?
There's nothing weird about having a fascination over cartoon characters. For me growing up and even now, I'm 33 years old, it's all about Rogue from X-Men.
So you're talking Rogue from the comics because it's also a real-life character in the movies too.
Exactly. Anna Paquin played her in the movies, but in the cartoon series, she was dating Gambit. I always thought that I would be Gambit and, you know, I'd have this hot chick that I could, you know, do stuff with if I couldn't touch because she'd steal my powers and kill me.
Well, that's it because she touches you with any bare skin and she steals your life pretty much.
I'm looking at images of her right now as a cartoon character. Oh, my God, she is smoking.
Anyone from X-Men is hot. Let's
anyone that Anna Paquin plays as well, too.
That too.
Oh, my God. Paul, that is a great one. Thank you.
No worries, guys. Love the show.
Jay, you are next. How are you, mate? Good morning.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
What's the cartoon character you think is hot?
I think Jessica Rabbit. She is hot. If I was a dude, I would go there.
Yep.
But me as a chick, I want to be her.
Oh, yeah. Perfect proportions, red hair.
Roger Rabbit's.
Yeah.
Wife? Of course.
Well, love interest.
Yeah.
And can
they were married, I think.
I need to correct myself. She doesn't have perfect proportions. They're very unrealistic proportions, but they look good.
Stand straight.
I will back all that up. They look very, very good. And I remember watching. Was it Who Framed Roger Rabbit as a child and having thoughts for the first time?
Don't need to know about it.
We can thank Jessica for that.
All right, let's move on.
News out a couple of days ago, I don't know if you heard this, for the first time in over a decade, the government has decided to revamp the citizenship test that people who want to be residents in the country, that they have to take.
It's been pretty boring up until this point.
Oh, it's so boring.
Like, when was Australia settled? I don't know, man.
If you're ridiculously... It was 1901, by the way. If you're ridiculously bored, go on the federal government's website because they actually have, like, a trial test that you can do.
Sure.
But how's this? When you're sitting the test... it's a lot of fun. When you're sitting the test, you have to get a 75% overall mark.
Okay.
Otherwise, you fail and you cannot become an Australian citizen. And
That's harsh.
Because, like you said, some of the questions kind of boring. So I thought I would create my own. I've named this Cliffo's True Blue Fair Dinkum All Aussie Adventure Citizenship Test.
All Aussie Adventures. Pack up your swag. Let's go.
First answer is Russell Coit.
Aussie Adventure.
So to help sit this,
Carly gets
I want to say
please.
Producer Carly. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Don't turn the music off.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Listen to it all day long.
Love it.
So what I've got here, guys, it's 10 questions. Buzz in with your names.
Okay.
And don't forget, you need to get at least a 75% overall mark if you want to remain a resident of the country.
Okay. So only one of us is going to be allowed to stay. All right.
No pressure.
Okay.
It's going to be me.
Question number one. In the song Down Under, what kind of sandwich?
Gabby.
Carly.
Gabby.
Vegemite.
You blew our ears off.
Sorry.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite sandwich. Well done. Question two. Who played Charlene Robinson?
Carly.
Carly.
Kylie Minogue.
It was Kylie Minogue in Neighbours.
Yeah, her and Jason Donovan.
1 point apiece.
Should have known that.
Question number three. Name two Savage Garden song.
Gabby.
Oh, Gabby. Oh.
Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Yes.
I want to stand with you on a mountain.
Come on!
Oh, I'm going to steal.
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah, I can't think of another
one. To the moon and back.
Yes!
Can we get half a point each for that? Michelle got one. You had to name two.
All right, half a point each.
Thank you.
Half
a
point each. question number four. Who coined the phrase, a dingo took my...
Carly. Chamberlain. Lindy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big doco coming out soon.
Yeah, it's on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Lindy Chamberlain.
Lindy.
Yeah. You sort of said Chamberlain.
Everyone knows Lindy. The surname. Yeah. Okay. Wicked. Woo.
Question number five. Name a gladiator.
Gabby.
Storm, yeah. Storm, good one. Up. Vulcan, Flame, Delta, Taipan.
Storm is my favorite.
Should have made that name a few. That was too quick. question number six. What netball position?
Wing defense.
No.
Wing attack.
No, I reckon wing attack. No, hang on.
It's totally Maggie's Carly. Net, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to give you the rest of the question if you want it.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
I am a Kath and Kim fangirl, the biggest in Queensland. Don't even try and argue with me on that.
Yeah.
The rest of the question, I reckon, is, what position is Sharon?
Yes.
And that would be center.
She's a center!
Yes!
Well done.
She's not good. She's clearly the fittest
Carly.
Of them all.
Oh, yeah.
Question number seven. What's the Holden logo?
Carly. It's a lion.
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm really not winning this.
Question number
Australian,
eight.
Gabby? Come on.
This is not looking good for your citizenship.
I'm gonna be kicked out.
I didn't say it. Question number eight is an audio question.
Okay.
Name the TV show this theme belongs to before the name of the TV show is sung. Here we go.
Carly. Hey, hey, it's Blinky Bill. You'll never catch him standing still if you can't. Something.
Blinky Bill.
No one will.
The story of Blinky Bill and Blackbird.
And Nazi too. Yep. Oh, let's sing it all. Let's
this is not looking good.
I'm going to be kicked out of the country.
I'm going to burl through these last two questions because this is going so much longer than I anticipated. Who would have thought? Like, becoming a citizen is quite a meaty thing. Question number nine. Who was the Prime Minister before ScoMo?
Gabby. Julia Gillard.
Nope.
Carly.
No, it was
Carly.
Ew.
Who was the
it could
Prime
have been
Minister
anybody.
Before ScoMo?
But was it Malcolm Turnbull?
It was Malcolm.
Damn it.
Malcolm.
Question number 10. Okay. It all hinges on this. And I've left the most important question to last on Cliffo's True Blue Fed Income All Aussie Adventure Citizenship Test. Question number 10. Does beetroot belong,
Gabby?
Yes.
On a hamburger?
Always.
The answer is yes. But Carly
Always.
Still smoked you by about four answers. So
she got six and a half. I got 3.5.
You can leave the country.
I literally got 75%.
I'll help you pack your bags.
Yeah, doors that way. Off you go.
Bye. I found out that my fiance has been using my toothbrush for I don't even know how long because I just replaced it. And he was like, why'd you replace my toothbrush? I'm like, that was mine, man. So it's just, it's irking
That's
me.
Some mad wires crossed there. Some mad toothbrush.
Yeah.
Wires crossed.
There's two toothbrushes in there and one is just not being used at all.
131060 is our phone number. We'll go to the phones right now. We got Lisa here on 131060. Lisa, is it okay to share a toothbrush with your partner?
Hell yeah.
Oh, really? So you do this?
Well, I mean, like when we go, not on the regular, like on the daily we have our own, but if we go in holes, because we've got the electric toothbrush, so you just pack one charger.
Wow.
Share the brush.
But there's different heads you can get for the brush. You can pack a different head.
Too hard, Gabby.
Oh, man. You really are
Lisa.
Frugal packers.
Yeah.
Got to be careful,
one bag,
mate. Got that 7 kilo carry-on limit.
Yeah,
one bag, one brush.
Can't have two toothbrushes.
Can't go over, mate. That's awesome, Lise. Thank you.
No worries, guys.
All right, we're going to go to Alison next on 131060. Is it okay to share a toothbrush, Alison?
Look, I don't share a toothbrush with my partner, but, I mean, if he was desperately needing to brush his teeth, I guess I would have to let him, but he'd have to wash it, like, completely. Not with bleach, because that would clearly kill me, but...
You've really
like,
thought this
soak
out.
Soak it in mouthwash, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I don't want to let the poor guy down. He really wants to brush his teeth, but still my toothbrush. So
nah,
don't touch
you know
it.
What?
Just use your finger.
See, buddy, I mean, look, even at late at night, IGA's probably open somewhere.
Yeah.
Go buy one. It's disgusting. The Hit Breakfast Show.